Man. Okay, so some people are already fanning themselves, which is very good. It means that we are in. For want of I don't know how many I took this morning, and I thought I would share on our verse for the day for the International Prayer Sunday, which is from 1 Chronicles 16, 28 and 31. So 1 Chronicles 16, 28 and 31, and I'm just going to read 28 and then I'll read 31. 1 Chronicles 16, 28 says, "Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples, give to the Lord glory and strength." And then verse 31 says, "Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad, and let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns." So I'll give us a background to where this passage has come from and all that is that's happened and how this passage came to being. But for want of a title, I've kind of titled it for what I'm sharing, get on board and stay on course. And I'll explain what I mean. So get on board and stay on course. So this 1 Chronicles 16 was when David was giving thanks to God after he had got back the Ark of God, or the Ark of Covenant as we know it. And a bit of background to the story is the children of Israel, when they were coming out of Egypt, brought the Ark of God with them. And for some reason, the Philistines, they took it away from them. And for a while, it went round and round the hands of the Philistines. And eventually, it got to a person's house called Abinadab. And the Ark of God stayed in his house for 20 years. And the children of God didn't have the Ark of God. And it was recorded that after a while, David went to take the Ark of God back. And in 1 Chronicles 13, if I take us back to 1 Chronicles 13, I'll read from verse 6. So he went and said he wanted to take back the Ark of God. He brought up the children of Israel together and all that. So 1 Chronicles 13, verse 6 says, "And David and all Israel went up to Baalah to Kiriath-Jearim, which belonged to Judah, to bring up from there the Ark of God, the Lord, who dwells between the cherubim, where his name is proclaimed. So they carried the Ark of God on a new cart from the house of Abinadab, and Uzzah and Ahio drove the cart. Then David and all the Israel played music before God with all their might, with singing on harps, on stringed instruments, on tambourines, on silbers, and with trumpets." It says, and then he reads on further, and after a while, you know, the Bible recorded that the ark was tilting, and Uzzah wanted to, you know, just put it back together. And what happened? God struck him, and he died. And in verse 12, the Bible says, "David was afraid of God that day, saying, 'How can I bring the ark of God to me?' And it also says David was angry. But then he then said they put the ark where? In the house of someone called Obed-Edom, and he prospered." So if we read on, and then they left that ark in the house of Obed-Edom for a while. And then if we move to, so I'm skipping quite a bit because of time. First Chronicles verse 15. If we move on to 15, then instead of saying David then began to prepare a place for the ark of God and to bring back again the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom. And something interesting struck me in First Chronicles chapter 15 and verse 12. Verse 12 says, "He said to them, 'You are the heads of the fathers' houses of the Levites. Sanctify yourself, you and your brethren, that you may bring up the ark of God of Israel to the place where I have prepared for it. For because you did not do it the first time, the Lord our God broke out against us, because we did not consult him about the proper order.'" And I'm going to stop there. And this is where I want to relate it with getting on board and staying on course. He said, because you did not do it the first time, the Lord broke out against us because we didn't consult him about the proper order. So peradventure you're here today and you're thinking, I've been praising. Maybe you just need to go back to God and say, "God, maybe I'm not doing something right." Let God give you a word. Let him give you a proper order on how to do it. Yeah. And then if we read on further, it said, so the priest and the Levites, you know, I like this verse very much. It said, David got the priest and the Levites to carry the ark of God this time around, not just anybody. The people who have been assigned and ordained to do it. And the Bible says that we are what? We have been created as kings and priests in the house of God. So we carry the presence of God. Hallelujah. So if we read further more, then they carried the presence, the ark of God, and then they were dancing and jubilating. And towards the end of verse 15, it says, and it happened, I'm reading verse 29 now, and it says, and it happened, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 29, and it happened as the ark of the covenant of the Lord came to the city of David, that Milcah, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David whirling and playing music, and she despised him in her heart. We're going to praise God, and we're going to praise God in different languages, different ways. Please today, don't be a spectator. Don't be like Milcah. Be a participant. You know, decide in your heart that you're going to praise God. You're going to praise him out of the depths of your heart. Don't be a Milcah and say, what's she doing? Why is she praising God? Why is she dancing like that? Why is he lifting up her hands like that? Don't be a spectator in the house of God today. Be a participant. And I want to encourage us, really. And then they brought up the ark of God. And then that leads us to 1 Chronicles 16. And then from verse 7 of 1 Chronicles 16, it says, David began to give songs of thanksgiving. He thanked God. He was happy. So, and I thought, you know, we're going to come together. Some of us may have come this morning with the attitude of, I really don't want to praise God. Nothing good is going for me. Or maybe something good has gone for me, but I'm not really in the mood to praise God. Please praise God. You know, God is awesome. The Bible records in so many places in the Bible that, I think it was Matthew 16, where it says, 16 or 19, says, with man, this is impossible. But with God, all things, not something, not a little thing, all things are possible. So you might have come here this morning saying, I don't want to praise God anyway. I'll just do the little I can do. Forget about the troubles, about the worries, and praise God. Or maybe some of us, our life is all perfect. You know, we have everything going for us. You have the job, you have the house, you know, you're just all, you know, praise God. Because God is the one who has given you what you have. You know, even if it's for the air that you breathe in, praise God. You know, I'm going to use an example of my son. So I'm sure a lot of you know what's going on with him. And a little while back, I used to be like, God, why? God, why? But last week, I just thought, God, I thank you. I thank you because I'm not feeding him through his nose. I thank you because he can eat. He can sleep. He can go to the toilet by himself. So, you know, even with all that is wrong with him, I'm still thankful, because I know I list the things I'm grateful for, and I list the things that is happening, and I'm still saying, God, I thank you, because it could be worse, but it's not worse, and I'm grateful. So I want us to, you know, have a different mindset this morning, that as we praise God, we're praising him not only for what he has done, but we're also praising him for who he is. The Bible says he's God above every other God. You know, we will begin to mention the names of God this afternoon as we go on. The King of Glory, the King of Kings, the Mighty One, the Elohim. And just praise him from the depths of your heart. So like I said, we may have different people here today. Some of us maybe were like, I really don't have I don't really want to praise God. I'm not in the mood. I'm not really feeling too well. But praise God, because God is the God who specializes in the impossibilities. And then maybe some of us, we have it all together. You know, you have a perfect life. Don't be like the lepers. We don't go back to say thank you. Praise God still and say thank you, Jesus. You know, and I'm going to end with a testimony I that sprung up to me. While this was years back, 2010, when I just recently moved to Leicester, just with my daughter. And I've been staying with a few friends, and I've been looking for house, and nothing. And every time we go check a house, we meet the estate agent, they say the house has been taken. And this went on for like months, maybe 6-7 months or so. And I was getting frustrated and discouraged. And I remember a Friday, we came for a vigil. This was 2010, years ago. It was a praise night vigil. And I was so discouraged and so disheartened. But I was like, Doreen, you don't really have anything to lose. Praise God anyway. and I praise God. I forgot all about my issues, my worries, my circumstances, and I praise God. I danced like never before. And you know what happened? On Saturday, because it was a Friday night vigil in the morning, the estate agent called me and said, well, the house that you viewed previously is now available. Do you want it? I didn't even say, yes, there's no, just sign me up, yes. You know, that's the awesomeness of God. So today I want us to forget about whatever issues, whatever circumstances that we may be going through and praise God. And if need be, maybe you need to go back to God and say, God, give me a word. Maybe you need to sanctify yourself and say, why is this not working? Maybe God needs to tell you the proper order to do things. And I pray that God will meet us at the very point of our needs in Jesus' name. So as we're going to, I'm rounding up, I'm going to do a song. And I'd like the choir to please come help me. It says, praise is what I do. And in the good and the bad, you know, praise is who I am and praise is what I'm going to do. We're going to take that song and we're going to take it prayerfully as we sit down and pray that today, God, I give you my heart. Peradventure, I want us to bow our heads now. And peradventure, it might be maybe you're going through something, you don't know, you're getting frustrated, you're getting discouraged, and then you don't know what's going on. Maybe you need to go back to God. Maybe you need to sanctify yourself, like David told the Israelites and the Levites to sanctify themselves and to ask God for the proper order to do things. Or maybe it's just that you just want God to show up and show up in a mighty way. Seek the face of God this evening or this morning.